Oh, good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Good. Well, it's another great Sunday morning here at Only Believe Ministries Kenton. We have a little bit of change in plans. So today, our guest speaker is changed. Nicole, unfortunately, isn't going to be able to be here today. So you guys get a wonderful, powerful in-house message from our children's pastor, Derek Kaiser. So I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to go ahead and get started. So, Father God, I thank you that as you start this service out, Lord God, that we just usher in your presence, Lord God, that you just engulf each and every single one of us, Lord God. And I just thank you that there's going to be growth today, Lord God. There's going to be learning, and a message is going to be powerful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, stand to your feet with us this morning as we worship. God, we praise you. We give you thanks. We give you glory.
My hope is fading, the walls are closing in, but now I'm singing, look how we I'm not afraid to
know you have a plan. And we just ask you to come. Come and move in our hearts. Come and move in our lives. God, we long for more of you this morning. And we just welcome you in this house.
There's nothing worth more.
Out my spirit all over my people. There is going to be a holy boldness come up on you in such a way that you're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. You're either going to be on fire or you're not. You're either going to be for me or you're going to be against me. There's not going to be anything in between. That boldness is going to come out like you've never seen it before. You're going to use your spiritual language more than what you use your natural language. And people are going to see what you have. They're going to want what you've got. Men, women, and children. They're going to say, I want what they've got. I see a peace on them. I see a joy on them that I've never known before. I want that. And you're going to be able to minister to those people. You're going to be able to minister to the lost, the hurt, the dying. I am pouring out my spirit right now on my people this day, this hour. Stand up and use it. Don't back down. Use my spirit. You know, this week, some of us may feel like we've lost a battle. In fact, if you look on social media, some people speak as if we lost the war. My God, the God that I serve, shuts the mouths of lions. He lets you walk through the fire and you come out not even smelling like smoke. My God resurrects people from the grave. Lazarus was Jesus's friend and he was sick. And Jesus was off preaching, healing, doing what Jesus did. And they sent for him. And he didn't come. But Lazarus kept speaking faith, saying, I know that he's coming. I know when he gets here, he's going to heal me. Until his dying breath, he kept saying, I know he's coming. And he didn't come. And Lazarus died. And they buried him in the grave. And then Jesus showed up. When everybody was crying and weeping and having a funeral, days had gone by. And Jesus showed up, and I would imagine a lot of those people were really mad. They were probably, in fact, Lazarus' own sister, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But Jesus went to his grave, and he shed tears, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came up out of that grave. Now, a lot of us this week have signed a death certificate for our nation. This nation was created for God and by God because there were people on this earth that loved him. Will he not come to the grave and say, America, come forth? And it's up to us whether we're going to stay laying in that grave in our grave clothes, or we're going to stand up and walk out and break up that funeral. Now that's up to you, but your tongue speaks life and your tongue can speak death. And I don't care if it's physically coming out of your mouth or it's on a keyboard on social media. You choose this day which army you're going to fight for by what you're going to speak out of your mouth. I'm not going to a funeral. I'm going to a celebration.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
darkness, my God, that is who you are. Just lift your voice this morning. Let's sing that. The miracle worker, you keep your promises, God, and you are our God. We declare that you're my God. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that God would deliver them, but even if he didn't, they would not bow. They declared at that moment that God was their God and nobody else was. So you have to decide today, who is your God? Is God Jesus, Heavenly Father? Are they there just to give you something? Are they your Savior? Or are they your God? Who is your God this morning? I know Jesus is my God. So let's sing that again. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You're one, Lord. Miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Ooh. Okay. Amen. Before we get into announcements, I just wanted to say something. I like the word that was given, and I like what Linda said, because at the end of the day, I know that for probably most of us in here, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. And at the end of the day, after 4 years, it may be the exact opposite of what we were believing for, what we thought God was going to do for us. But there's a line in a song that I really like, and it's called, "Yes, I love my kingdom more than I love my nation." Not saying that I don't love my nation. I love where I live. I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to live here. I'm blessed to have the opportunities that I have. I've had interesting conversations with people over the past few months about all this. I'm not a gigantic political person. My parents can attest to that. Logan can attest to that. Like, I'm not very, very political, but I do know and understand aspects of politics. Do I think that the right president is there? It doesn't matter what I think. What matters is, what am I going to do now that it's there? Am I going to sit here and, like Marie said, am I going to curl up? Am I going to die? Is it going to be a funeral? Or am I just going to believe God that no matter what happens in the next 4 years, God's still going to be in control. God's still sitting on the throne, and God's still directing each and every single one of us to do what we're called to do. And if we can't see past the political stuff to get to the kingdom-minded ministry that we're supposed to be a part of, then we have something wrong. And we have to check our hearts. So I just want to tell you guys, like, yes, this may not have went the way that we wanted it to, but at the end of the day, God's still going to do what he's planned to do and destined to do this whole time. God's plan went out. So with that said, I got, I think, three announcements, and then we're just going to get right into it. I don't want to keep Jared too long. I know he's itching to get up here. But giving statements, they're still going to be mailed out. And I say still because I made a mistake this morning. I was going to bring them and hand what I could out today, but I forgot. So I apologize for that, but they're still going to be mailed out. If you want them quickly, make sure you get a hold of my mom and she'll email you a copy of them, but she's still going to be sending them out to you, okay? So we're going to do our best to make sure that you get them as soon as possible. The EXO Marriage Conference is coming up in a few weeks, the 12th and the 13th, 8 o'clock on Friday night? Okay, 8 o'clock on Friday night and then 10 in the morning on Saturday. They said snacks, right? Okay, so there'll be snacks. Which, you know, my dad's kind of disappointed in that. You know how he likes to make the big meal and have a bunch of food. Like, you know how my dad is. But, and then the first Saturday of the month, of next month, is New Member Saturday. So if you're not a member, you want to become a member, be here the first Saturday of the month at 9 in the morning. So, and then we'll have that. So that's all the announcements that I can think of.